You're listening to an African Elements top news story for August 15, 2025. Please visit our website at africanelements.org for more daily news. The United States State Department has approved a $346 million arms sale to Nigeria. This deal includes munitions, bombs, and precision rockets. The primary goal is to support Nigeria's fight against rising terrorist violence. The Defense Security Cooperation Agency, DSCA, stated that the sale aligns with U.S. foreign policy and national security objectives. The DSCA manages U.S. Security Cooperation Programs and Foreign Military Sales, FMS. This sale aims to enhance Nigeria's capacity to counter terrorist organizations and illicit trafficking. The package includes 1,002 MK82 500LB bombs, 5,000 Advanced Precision Kill Weapon System 2, APKWS rounds, laser-guided bomb kits, high-explosive rockets, and technical personnel services. It also includes 1,002 MXU-650 airfoil groups, AFGs, and 1,517 MAU-169 or MAU-209 computer control groups for Pathway 2, GBU-12, GBU-58. These components are essential for converting unguided bombs into precision-guided munitions. The technical personnel services likely cover training for Nigerian forces on the use and maintenance of these weapon systems. The MK82 is a general-purpose unguided bomb designed for explosive force against various targets. The inclusion of MK82 bombs has raised concerns about potential civilian casualties in Nigeria. The APKWS transforms unguided rockets into precision-guided munitions, enhancing targeting accuracy and reducing collateral damage. Pathway 2, GBU-12, and GBU-58 kits convert unguided bombs into precision-guided munitions. These systems improve accuracy and reduce the number of bombs needed to destroy a target. The MXU-650 AFGs and MAU-169 MAU-209 groups provide stability and guidance processing. The sale is intended to aid Nigeria against terrorist violence from groups like Boko Haram and the Islamic State West Africa Province, ISWAP. Boko Haram, founded in 2002, opposes Western education and seeks an Islamic State. ISWAP emerged in 2016 as a splinter faction of Boko Haram. Both groups have caused widespread violence and humanitarian crises in Nigeria. Their activities include bombings, kidnappings, and attacks on military and civilian targets. The insurgency has led to thousands of deaths and widespread displacement. Millions are now internally displaced persons, IDPs, or refugees facing food insecurity. Despite these challenges, the Nigerian military is intensifying offensives against these groups. Nigeria's Chief of Air Staff, Hassan Abubakar, reported that 592 terrorists were eliminated in Borno over the past 8 months. He stated that the air campaign is quicker, more precise, and more surgical. This new delivery of precision weapons is expected to enhance Nigeria's counterterrorism capabilities. Nigeria's military includes a substantial ground force, air force, and navy. However, it has faced challenges in equipment modernization and logistics. Previous counterterrorism efforts have struggled to contain the insurgency. This sale provides advanced precision-guided munitions crucial for targeting terrorist strongholds. The acquisition of these weapons represents a significant upgrade in precision strike capabilities. The DSCA noted that this sale is not expected to alter the military balance in the region. Nigeria should have no difficulty integrating these munitions into its armed forces. U.S. foreign military sales typically include end-use monitoring agreements. These agreements often involve training on international humanitarian law and best practices for weapon deployment. The long-term impact of this sale on regional security dynamics remains to be seen. The immediate goal is to enhance Nigeria's ability to combat terrorism and illicit trafficking. The U.S. views this as a critical step in supporting a strategic partner. Copyright, African Elements.